Wayne, have you got any mystery seeds in the mail?
I have not received any mystery seeds. No matter how much I want to grow an Audrey 2, there's just no mystery seeds for me to do so. I'm waiting patiently.
Miss Seymour.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
That's what happens. I saw that meme on social media. When you plant the mystery Chinese seeds, you get the little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, little Audrey 2, yeah.
An article from TheGuardian.com.
Yeah.
Americans are planting mystery seeds that the government has warned against. So there are people who have come forward and said, hey, I planted them. I didn't know.
I got some seeds. I planted them. I'm curious what they are.
Apparently, four people have come forward after apparently randomly receiving the seeds. And they've since contacted their local ag departments to collect the resulting mystery plants. In some case, fruitless seeds. A couple of people said they didn't bother to come up.
Okay.
We have Tiffany Lowry of Kentucky. She said she had thought the seeds were sent from her planting club.
Okay.
Oops.
With a Chinese address? Yeah, that makes sense.
See, here's where the accountability comes in.
Right.
When you open something, take a look at it. I mean, how do you not know? I thought they were from the planting
club. Look at the return address. If there isn't a return address, it didn't come from your planting club.
Yeah, or if it's the return address is Wuhan.
Right.
Don't open it.
Or a bunch of strange Chinese characters. It's, you know, probably not from your neighborhood.
Probably not from the planting club. Yeah. She said, I didn't realize it was a thing until I saw it on the news. She ended up with a bright green-leafed plant.
That sounds cool.
It looks nice. There's a picture of it in the article.
Oh, okay.
Which has been shared on the Bill Lawrence Facebook page if you want to look at it. Patricia Smith of Texas also thought the seeds were a gift from a group she's in. I planted them in a pot. They never came up, so I didn't think any more of it. Yeah. So she's in the clear.
Right.
Hers were duds.
You know, if it's coming from China, what are the odds that it's, you know, some sort of, you know, tropical plant that won't grow in these climates that we have around here?
Well, there is that chance. There's also a chance it could be a very nasty invasive species.
Right.
That could kill other vegetation.
Right.
Or be harmful to animals.
Sure.
But we don't know that. We're just speculating.
Speculating, because we didn't get any of these seeds.
Yeah.
You didn't get any of these seeds, did you, Bill?
No, okay. But Shelia Coyne in Louisiana said she bought seeds from online retailer Amazon, so she planted the ones she got in the mail.
Yeah.
She thought those were the ones she ordered. Then we saw the post saying, don't plant them. I mean, I'm not scared about it. I'm not worried about it, but I guess people are.
Interesting.
Very good.
Yeah.
Doyle Crenshaw, he's my favorite, from Arkansas.
Sure.
We brought them down here and planted the seeds just to see what would happen.
I know you're telling me not to grow them, but
My name is Doyle. Doyle Crenshaw from Arkansas.
So,
hey, look at these crazy Chinese seeds.
We're going to grow these. And then we're going to go back to the moonshine plant.
Yeah. I said he planted them in his garden months ago, and they produced large white fruit. Oh, boy. See, now that's Outer Limits stuff.
And now Doyle has made it into moonshine. Good job, Doyle.
I don't know. He said every 2 weeks I'd come by and put Miracle-Grow on them, and they just started growing like crazy. And then they took over his home.
Right, yeah. And then ate him because they're Audrey, too.
Right, Audrey, too. Actually, he said they produced large white fruit and orange flowers and resembled a squash plant.
Interesting.
So if you get these things, and I know there are some people in Wisconsin who've gotten them, please. Don't plant them.
Don't plant them? Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
But maybe after we talked about this story, people might be curious to plant them just to see what they get.
Just to see what happens, yeah. You know,
but
some
remember,
people are like that, you know.
The giant squash ate Doyle Crenshaw from Arkansas.
And Doyle is no longer with us.
No, he's...
Actually, Doyle's with us. Doyle's with us.
It.
His wife has disappeared. We're not quite sure where she went.
No, we're on the lookout for Doyle's wife.